welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. It's none other than Queenie. Listen, this is Sisters United. We got a little late start, but we are here. We are here. All right. Okay. 346. Who are you on the line? Is this one of my girls?
Yes, ma'am. This is Tammy Lily.
All right. Hey, how you doing, Tammy? We're waiting on the rest of the host to call in. And how's your week going so far?
It's going good. God is good.
God is good. Amen. Okay, so we'll, like I said, we'll wait on the rest of the ladies to call in. Until then, let's play a little music. And while everybody in, we want everybody to just keep everybody in prayer. So many families that have been affected by the coronavirus, and we want to make sure that we keep everybody lifted up in prayer. Amen. We want to make sure, praise God, that we are what we need to be for our community. Sometimes, praise God, it's just a phone call, it's just a hug, it's just, you know, that will help somebody along the way. So, again, while we wait, I'll play a little bit of Express Image saying, come to me right here on Sisters United. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is Sisters United, where we want to inspire, empower. All right. We had some technical difficulties that caused us to be late. But soon, there we go. We bless God for our opportunity to be here. Okay, again, we have Tammy Lilly on the line. Good morning.
Yes, ma'am. Good morning. How are you doing, Ms. Queenie?
We're doing fine. We're doing fine. Trying to knock out glitches. Come on, because we got to get this show on the road. All right, we got Zena. We got Love Jones on the line. How you doing?
I am blessed and highly favored. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning. Good morning. All right, and it looks like we got Keisha on the line. How you doing, Miss Roberson?
I am doing fabulous, wonderful this morning. Glad that we are together again.
I know that's right. I know that's right. We know that we give that praise to the Almighty God. I wanted to, this morning, we have been introducing ourselves, but I wanted to get more in depth with who we are. So let's start a little bit with Tammy Lilly. Tell us a little bit. I mean, you're a host on the show, and but you have other things going on. I want to hear more about your books and just give us some depth to who you are and what you've done.
Well, as you say, I've always announced my name, Tammy Lilly. And my career path is basically I help business owners keep as much of their hard-earned tax money in their pocket. And to sum that up in two words, I'm a tax professional. I own KRC Tax and Business Services. So an author just recently became an author. I am writing a book that is called Why Your Refund is So Low. So it's designed for inspiring business owners and new business owners. A lot of times you come from a place of you may have got a large refund as a W-2 employee, and you decide to transition over to the entrepreneur world, and your taxes look different. Not your income. You could be either making more income, same income, or less income, and your taxes look different, and you don't understand why. So that book is to help people prepare for the transition to entrepreneurship so they won't go for a shock of their life and don't understand why. So, and also, I am in a conference right now from now until the 4th. It's called the Virtual Profits Conference. With this conference is to help what it says, profit. No matter if you're a business owner, a lot of the things that's being talked about in this particular conference is geared toward business owners, but they also can be applied towards your personal life, such as one of the things they talked about, which is goal setting. Not just designated for business owners, it's designated for everybody. Everybody should have goals set. So I'm doing a lot of things, a lot of things I have planned, but right now those are the irons I have in the furnace, as well as more to come. And because I'm a pastor's wife, of course, I'm doing other things with the church. Right now we're virtually streaming because of the particular pandemic that we're in, which is, I believe, it was a true blessing because, you know, it allowed us to get a little bit more exposure, and it's forced us into this box, this wonderful box of being at home, and a lot of us are streaming now, especially our church. We are streaming live every Sunday at 10 o'clock. My husband's the pastor, as well as we have a couple of shirts that we're selling to help with, of course, you know, to kind of compensate for funding that's needed to come in. Most people have this thing about, okay, well, the church don't need money. The church this, the church that. Church needs money to still maintain because they have bills to maintain. So that's what the purpose of 7 of the shirts are. So I know I said a handful about
something. And you know you're right. You know, sometimes church members think that, you know, the lights come on automatically, but tithes and offering and love offerings and stuff, that helps keep the doors of the church open. Amen. I want you to give out, are y'all taking donations through Cash App, or how are you doing it? Would like for you to share that right quick.
Yes, ma'am. I do have a Cash App. It is the pastor's name, which is Nickelberry Lily. It's spelled NickelberryLily. Lily, LILLY. We are accepting donations, of course, as well as we're selling the shirts. The shirts are $20 a piece. One of the shirts says The Power of Prayer, which is the acronym POP, and it's come from the scripture Mark 11:24, as well as we have another shirt that's Under God's Protection, UGP, and that's from Psalm 91. So these shirts is to remind people that God is still in control. You're always under God's protection no matter what's going on, and you always want to pray. So it's the power of prayer, you know, no matter how bleak things are looking, as long as you pray, you know, to God and you get in your word, you it gives you comfort. He gives you peace that surpasses all understanding. Cliche, that's real. That's not what I heard from somebody. That's what I know.
Amen. Amen. Now, tell us how to get into the conference and tell us how to get the book.
Okay. In order to get in the conference, you go and register at the Prophet Concert. The Prophet Conference.com. You go there and register. Once you register, please make sure you mention Tammy Lily as one who told you about it, and then you go into the group. I can send you the link for the group, but the group is basically the Prophet Concert. That's where you would look for the group. It's a Facebook group. And we tell people to go there so they can watch it live. If once they watch it live, we ask them to be mindful of what they're watching, because we will also have a game. And once you you come up, we ask you a question or something about that happened within the conference. One of the steps that one of the speakers gave you or something like that. And if you answer correct, we have some wonderful gifts. We have some Yeti mics. We have some Bluetooth speakers and the really nice Bluetooth speakers. We are giving away cash. We're giving away all sorts of gifts. So it's a win-win-win-win-win for everybody. You get a free conference. You get some good information that you can apply to your business, that you can apply to your life, as well as you get a gift. So you get a blessing on top of a blessing on top of a blessing. Yes, ma'am. Now, my book, you can go and you can purchase it from www.tammy.com. Spell my name, T-A-M-M-I-E, M like in Mary, Lily, LILLY.com. You can pre-order your book, as well as I'm opening up spaces in my book. I have 10 spaces available for those who want to take advantage of advertising their business. Whenever I do anything, not only do I want to be blessed, but I want to bless others. So this, you can advertise within one of the spaces. I know you've looked in books and you see coupons in the books. So this is what I'm offering as well. Every person that purchases it and every person that advertises is mentioned, because I always want to highlight people who, no matter how big or little, that they help out. Every little bit helps. So whether you're pre-ordering a new book, you get mentioned in the book, or if you're a business owner, you can get your business listed in the book. You get a whole page that's dedicated to yourself. And those are three different levels. They go $20 plus shipping and handling to pre-order the book. And then you have your we have the spotlight, which is $100. You go everywhere I go. Every book that's sold, you go in it. So their business will be listed in there, as well as I have another package, which is $180, where you get spotlighted in the book, as well as you're a special guest at my book launch. So you'll get an opportunity to talk to my audience. You'll get an opportunity to just showcase whatever your product or your service is in front of my audience.
Sounds great. A lot of people don't understand the power of advertisement, because for example, you know people they don't know. You're going to encounter people they don't know. But these are people that need to know about you. So this, if you're listening today, this is an opportunity for you to get your business out there. the opportunity for your business to be in the hands of anyone who buys this book. So that's awesome. I love that. We're gonna be getting more information, and I will be reposting all that you post, amen, and just supporting one another. Now I want to go on to Miss Robeson that's on the line. We know Miss Keisha Robeson, amen. But I want to get more into what you do. You are an entrepreneur, business owner. Talk to us a little bit more about you.
Hey. anybody that loves me knows that I love fashion. So I sell jewelry. That's my business. I have a few friends that I help, you know, with outfitting and things like that. Due to this corona situation, I am corporately unemployed right now, but, this too shall pass. I write poems. I'm a poet. It's a lot of fun. Thanks to God first, and then Sochi Love Jones and Critical actually kind of got me afloat. And on stage for the first time, doing poetry not that long ago, and it's really fun. For many years, I couldn't write, you know, whatever. So that's been fun with the rediscovery of the poetry. I like to volunteer, so I'm a volunteer. I go out with the group with my the civic club in my neighborhood every year. I mean, every month. We go out and we feed the homeless minister, and we also have clothes and hygiene products that we pass out. So that's really what I do. I mean, I'm a real family-oriented person, so, you know, just look out, you know, for my family. Well, we look out for each other, you know, and things like that. So that's basically me.
Where's your do you have a website for your jewelry, or how do if people want to look and see what? Because let me tell you something, the ladies I know that's on my Facebook page and all that good stuff, I know they love the bling, baby. They love to look good. They love to rise and all that. So if they're listening, how would they? Do you have showings? What do you do?
Okay, so I do have Facebook Lives. I need to be more consistent with when I do them, but I don't do them all the time. So, look, that's my disclaimer. But I have a second Facebook page. It's my name, Keisha Robeson, and it's the page. I have my hair in braids, and I have on a black top. So that page is really totally dedicated to my jewelry on the Facebook, you know, on Facebook. But I also have a website, and I can give it to you, but I can also I'm actually live as well, and then I can post it in my live. But it's paparazzi, paparazzi accessories.com /180973. And you know, most of the jewelry, the majority of the jewelry is $5. So you get a necklace, and you get earrings for $5. Some of them come with, they'll have bracelets. So you can get a complete set, necklace, bracelet, earrings for $10. And then there, I like to call it paparazzi couture, for $25. It's more bulkier, blingy. That's the kind of stuff I like. So you can visit my page, but I'll also post. I also post in the live in my live that I'm doing right now, the website. So very good gift for Christmas. If you go to church, very nice things to give, like to the elders and some of the other people. It's nickel and lead free. So I know a lot of the times for costume jewelry, people have issues with breaking out. This has no nickel, no lead, so the probability of that, I mean, happening is very low. So, yes, accessorize. You can have on the baddest outfit in the world. You throw that necklace on, those earrings on, and it just really melts it all together. So, absolutely.
Yes, and you know, and it, like I say, we're making great connection, even with the host of our show, being able to shop and buy from each,
yeah.
each of
yeah.
us build one another up. And if I need something, I know I'm gonna need Tammy with my taxes. She's gonna have to get me together. My God, I have no idea what to do about business when it comes to taxes, you know, when you are independent, you know, business owner. So I'll be sitting down with her and she'll be getting me together one day once we get past this whole little whatever this is going on.
That's the beauty of this group. The beauty of this group. I love the fact that, you know, everybody's kind of doing something and that we can support each other.
Right, amen. And I believe that I hear a lot of ladies say, we don't support one another. Well, why don't you start it? You know, just you start it. Let's stop talking about what we don't do and just do it. That's what my granny say. Whatever you find your hands
yes.
to do, do it. Hallelujah. All right, now, Soulja Love Jones. Listen, y'all, I am in love with Soulja Love Jones. She is.
I am her, and I'm everything. I love her.
Oh,
yes.
come on.
Yes.
Okay, well, you know, it's your turn, baby. We want to know who you are. How about that?
Okay, I am Soulja Love Jones, the founder of Soulja Productions. Like I said, I am her. She is me, and I am everything. And I say that because I love myself. I have to know that I am everything. You know, I have to put myself up there knowing that if I don't, no one will feel the way I feel about myself. So that's where the self-love comes in. So I am a poet. I am a writer. Now I'm about to be a producer, producing skits and plays. I will be having videos coming soon. Because I need some visuals put on my page. If you want to get with me, get in touch with me, follow me at Soulja Production on Facebook. Soulja Productions with an S, production on Instagram. We're up and running, fresh and new, but I'm old to this, and y'all new to this with the production. You know, no one knows about that. But, hey, I wear many hats. I have so many hats that I can put on, and I'm loving every bit of it in the process of getting me some merchandise. So y'all be looking out for that Soulja Production, you know. So that is who I am.
All right. Now I know that you have a play.
Yes.
Broken.
Yes.
About that play.
It's called Broken But Healing. Started our recording in March, but God said, be still. Peace be still. So I have to wait until he says it's time. So therefore, what we're doing is we're just getting everything together. So once we're able to get out there with not being afraid or everything is cleared up, I might say, we'll start doing our recordings. Instead of doing a stage play, I decided to record them like in series. So I think y'all going to love it. Well, in fact, I know y'all going to love it. What I'm writing about is real life, things that happen to people on a daily. It's surrounded with four people and four families, I think. And so much happens. And it's powerful. It's sad, but it's powerful. And I believe it's going to wake up a lot of people. Because I tell people it's time for us to stand in our truth. It's a lot about abuse, mentally, physically, emotionally, about bullying, because that is so prevalent today. People don't think that it's serious, but it is. So that's pretty much what it is in a nutshell, and I'm excited about the avenues in which it's taking me, the actors that I have gotten, and the support that I have gotten from this is just awesome. And I love everybody for believing in me. I believed in myself, so therefore y'all believed in me, and I'm just like, thank you. Thank y'all for y'all's support. So, again, if y'all want to get with me, go to Soul Tree Productions with an S on Facebook and at Soul Tree Productions on Instagram, and y'all get to see some content, and I have an interview coming tomorrow on Soul Tree Productions page, so I'm excited about that.
Yes, especially Instagram. I hope every one of us that are on this show has an Instagram, because, you know, my children, they love to make sure I stay relevant, okay? And so they let me know when the crowd has moved to Instagram. They let me know when the crowd has moved to Twitter. So we have to make sure that one thing that we don't do, we don't when we get comfortable in something, we tend to just stay right there. But you can't become complacent. So even if you're listening right now, it's just a nugget I'm just going to give you. Get on every social media platform you can and link them all together. My Facebook is linked to my Instagram. My Instagram is linked to my Twitter. And my website is linked to everything. So I post one place and it goes everywhere. You get what I'm saying? So hopefully soon I'll have a workshop about the power of social media. But I think that your play is going to be life-changing for a lot of people, because it's not over people's head. It's not comedy. It's real and uncut, and I love it. I love it.
Absolutely. Thank you for
now. Yes, we gotta keep supporting each other. Now, I'm gonna play a song by Q Stone while all of the hosts get ready to share their topics for today. We will be right back. I want everybody to keep it locked right here on Sisters United with none other than Tammy Lilly, Soulja Love Jones, Keisha Robertson, and Queenie. After these messages, we'll be right back. Hallelujah. Somebody say something.
I'm a claim to victory, a positive mindset. I'm a believer. You can't go no way, I can't back down, no fear, I'm here to stay. My God, please lead the way, and everybody, come on.
What you got in store for me?
Whatever it is.
Whatever it is,
yeah.
I'm gonna be.
I'm ready to beat that. Right now.
Trying to stay as free as I can. You're listening to Sisters United. All right, ladies, let's get into these topics. I want to start off with love, Jones. What you got for us today in topic?
Okay, well, my topic today is I'm about to step into some self. Why is it okay for you to sleep with my man when you know he has a woman?
Go start these topics off. Just start them off right. I know that's right. Why is it okay?
Why is it? I mean, why is it okay for us to know that someone's dating someone, someone's married, and it's okay for you to still want to be with that man? Even though I feel like as sisters, as women, we know the heartache. So why would you want to give me that same heart someone gave you? And I understand people say hurt people and all this. Yeah, I've been hurt, but I don't trust people. So I don't say that for everyone. You know, I just think that it's selfish. And some people probably going to be upset with me, and I'm probably hurt right now, but I don't care. I do not care because I want to know.
Girl, they better go. They better go see a podiatrist.
I know that if those feet hurt, none.
Yes, if your feet hurt, you better go see a podiatrist to find out what your character flaw is, because that's a character flaw. I agree with you. Hurt people, come on now. You ain't hurt.
Yeah.
Hurt ain't, that ain't got nothing to do with being hurt sleeping with somebody else, man. And knowing they got somebody, that's a character flaw. That's something that you need to well, y'all know me as a preacher. You need to get delivered, but the only way you get delivered from something is admitting that you got a problem. You know, that's
my
problem. You know,
why? I'm not saying for the women out there who are messing with a guy they did not. I'm saying you literally know that this guy has a girl. Like, why sleep with him? Why do things with him that is making like he's your man? Like, Why do you want to be a side? I mean,
and you know, it's crazy you bring that up, because I hear ladies that do this. You hear them say stuff like, if you was pleasing him, he wouldn't have this and the other. I'm looking at you like, you know, let's be real about it. I'm looking at you like, are you serious? You know, Who dropped the ball on raising you? Because something wrong with you.
But you know what I realized is that if you're telling me what I'm not doing, honey, you're believing what he's telling you, and he's lying to you as well as me. So, I mean, you could do the same thing. He could leave me and go be with you, but you're going to be insecure. You know why? Because of how you got him.
Exactly. And then not only that, let's not even talk about what you ain't doing to make him. No, first of all, this whole little cheating party ain't got nothing to do with me. It got something to do with the two people that's doing treacherous things. We first of all, take me out of it. I don't care what he told you, I ain't doing. Don't put yourself in a position with my man to be having a conversation with him about what I ain't doing. You too close.
Hello.
First of all, if you close enough for him to think that he could lean on you, come on. Then you too close. Let me tell you something. I'll tell you I'm crazy. Let some woman call me and tell me, well, James told me that you were a little too harsh and he had a girl. You better pray to the good Lord before we have this conversation. Because you ain't finna call me and tell me nothing about my man. You ain't finna, listen, you too close.
Yeah.
Somebody didn't teach you boundaries. But see, you run into the right one. See, I'm the right one to teach you some boundaries. I'm the right one to tell you what you laughing so hard at this joke for. I ain't laughing that hard. I'm that one, you know, because I believe it's order to everything. And I believe that if you respect, first of all, I got to respect that woman you with, and I got to respect myself. You get what
Come
I'm
on,
saying?
Man.
You
Come
know,
on.
If I don't respect myself, then I will your relationship. Because first of all, I ain't got no respect for myself. And see, like I always tell people, I say, you know, I'm the one that, you know, I had a lady that, she just laughing hard. My husband say something, girl, hold on, now you laugh, that ain't that funny. I tell you right there, because I don't make space. I don't make space for that.
Right.
You know, I tell, even my husband will tell you, he say, you know, I'm all in his messages, I'm all in, he'll hand me his phone, because he know me. He know me. Now, I don't say I go looking for something, but if I need to pick up his phone and use it, he don't be like, what you got my phone for? Because he know right then it's going to go down, you know? You know,
we could use each other's phone, we could go through each other's phone, because I'm not hiding anything from you, and if you hiding something from me, I'm not looking for it, but I'm using your phone, and it just, all of a sudden, a text pops up, hey, baby, and I'm going to look at you side eye, because I get the side eye real good before. I ain't gonna call you in public. I'm getting a side eye. So, you know, when we get home, that's the discussion we about to have. That side eye. Don't want the side eye for me. When you get the side eye, you be like, what's going on?
But see, what's so crazy is women that let's be honest, some men was born last night. You know, they be like, she was flirting with me. I didn't realize she was flirting. Well, are you serious? Okay, well, let me realize the fuck, you know, we're not going to have this kind of thing going on. But what you want to say?
Queenie.
Oh, go ahead.
No, that was just been a question I've always wondered, why is it okay for us to do this? As women, we shouldn't want to do that. I just feel like, you know, all women go through pain, and we know how it feels for men to cheat on us and do this and do that. I just don't want to give that to another woman. That's where we have to come united. We have to start to love
That's
each other
right.
and love to where we the only people that can stop this cheating, because if we don't allow it, they can't do it.
Exactly.
If,
you know, but I'm gonna tell you something. My husband tell me, and then I want to hear what. Hold on, let me. I'm gonna tell you something. My husband tell me. Then I want to hear from Keisha, and then I want to hear from. Miss Lily. Okay, my husband always tell me that. He said, a man that cheats, see, you got to hold the people in the relationship responsible.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? You hold
mm-hmm.
them. Okay, he say if a man cheats, regardless if they married or if they're in a relationship, they greedy. That's something that's in them. Don't have nothing to do with you. Don't have nothing to do. If he greedy, he just greedy. When he first said that, I said, you know what? You right.
You're so right.
Because if he got... Because within a relationship, anything that I ain't doing or anything that, you know, let's sit down and discuss it, or whatever, and both of us, if we love each other, we'll try to be what, you know, we'll do what we need to do. As long as ain't something ridiculous, you know. But I want to hear what Keisha got to say about it. Come on, Miss Keisha.
I was going to say something as to that flirting thing. I'm going to tell you, I don't really pay attention like that. It's so funny because I have this saying, like, so I'm all about the big girl empowerment or whatever. So I always say, okay, skinny girls turn heads, I break neck.
Right.
So
come on.
I always talk about breaking. So I don't really pay attention to people paying attention to me. So my friend Charlotte is online right now. So, you know, we were out to lunch one time or whatever, and this guy was with this lady. I'm not paying attention to them. I'm trying to get me some food, you know. And she was like, okay, you breaking necks, you know, whatever. And I'm like, what? You know, whatever. So she kind of pointed it out. So when I came out, I mean, it was very disrespectful. It didn't make me feel any kind of way because she's sitting there with him. But you said, you mentioned that somebody didn't realize that they were flirting or whatever. I'm her. I'm the one. Now, I mean, if you blatant with it, that's one thing or whatever. But I don't really, you know, I don't really pay attention to people. I mean, you really have to almost fall down in front of me or do something weird to make me feel like maybe you're trying to do something to me to make me pay attention to all of it. So I'm not being funny. I just really don't pay attention like that. I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I just really don't.
Yeah.
Not that I'm not flirt worthy. I know that I am, but I mean, I just, you know, I just don't. So it's not all the time that they being funny. They might be really for real, but you just have to know your guy. Now, as far as females that go after men who are in relationships or married men or whatever. Some people have commitment issues, and I don't know why. Like, and I say this all the time, if you are dating Red Man, whoever, we'll just give them a name, Red Man, and, Red Man and Lisa look so good together. I'm just making up names. I ain't talking about it. And they look so good together. He's always so happy with her or whatever. Then you thinking, oh, you know, they look so good together. If I get with him, then, you know, that's what it'll be for me. But it's not like that. You know, she might be his her, and he might be her him. But, you know, you getting with that person or whatever would bring out something totally different in that person. So, you know, all of the time, they're looking at what it looks like on the surface, and then you don't know. That girl could be getting drawn through the dirt, you know, when she's at home, and then they make her just look real pretty in public. You never know what a person is looking at. So when you sit up and you put yourself in those situations and predicaments, you don't know what you're going to end up with. As far as I'm concerned, I like what's mine.
I know that's right.
She belongs to me. You know. And
like
has said before, I won't be number two. I'm going to be zero. Okay, you know, if that accommodation can't happen, then I'm good by myself.
All right, Miss Lily.
All righty. The way I understood the question was, if you get with a man and you don't realize he's taken, but then you do find out later on that he's taken, I think that could be taken in a couple of different ways. I think if you found out that he was taken before you get serious, and that's why it's so important to get to know a person before you start jumping in the bed with him and start getting serious with him. But if she got with him and she's already then put this commitment, she already put her heart out there, and then she found out he has a woman and she don't leave them, I think that situation is easier said than done, because once your heart get involved in something, it's hard to walk away from that man or woman. Even that's just like a woman that's with a man that is abusing her. You know, you say, well, girl, you need to get away from him. You need to do that. But it's easier said than done, because when you actually care about him and you have invested time with him, it's hard to walk away. Now, is it right to stay? No, if he's not willing to change, but it's hard. It's easier said than done. That person outside looking in that does not have that emotional attachment to it, it's easy for them to say, well, she's trifling. She needs to do that. She knows he got a man. She knows he got a woman now, and blah, 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 blah. It's easier said than done, because you haven't put your, I mean, it's one thing to put your money off in something, but it's another thing to put your heart out there on something. Once your heart gets involved on something, it's hard to walk away. It is hard to walk away. And I've never been in that particular situation before, me personally, but I always try to stand back and look at a situation in a reasonable, practical standpoint and be realistic and put myself in that person's shoes. So I guess it depends on the situation. Does it mean it's okay for you to stay just because your heart is invested in it? No. You know, that's one of those things that's where prayer comes down the line for, because he's supposed to help take care of things that you can't take care of on your own. And that's something that you probably just absolutely can't take care of on your own, because my heart is involved. Situations is steps. Most solution to any problem is not just one solution. You have to look at the underlying issue to determine what the solution for that particular problem is. And us as women, sometimes we're a little judgmental. Well, us as humans are really judgmental when we see a situation, because we're outside looking in and we don't understand. But does it make it right just because your heart is involved? No, it does not. You have to know that
well,
you deserve better.
And I understand. I want to say something on the I like what you said, because you're right. People do get attached, but I'm thinking about the initial when the person decided, because there's a decision involved.
Right.
You know, when that person decided, and yeah, you do develop a soul tie in an unhealthy relationship, and you have to go through a process of deliverance and prayer and all this. You know, yes, you do. And looking at it, because I'm going to tell you something, when I got married at 21, when I say that this man was still single in his life and I was the only one married, I'm telling you, you know, it was women that got involved with him that knew he was married.
And
shoved it in my face that I got your husband, that your husband just came. Well, call my house, your husband just came from my house. See, I believe in deliverance. I believe in the power of God and the power of prayer. Yes, I do.
Yes.
But I want to, and I love what everybody has said on the top, because the topic is the huh?
If you do, then you wrong his two left shoes. If you just flat out do, I don't care that he married or not. I don't care if he got a woman. And there are women like that. And it's
my God. That's what I'm saying.
My question. If you already knew, not if you didn't know.
Yeah, if you already know. This, and that's why I say it ain't no, from Tammy's aspect, I understand that. I understand you got to get to the root and all this. But coming from Soulja Love Jones' side, that right there, that she's completely disrespectful. And
yeah,
I'm going to be honest with you. When I was in that situation I was in where she – and listen, let me tell you something. She showed up at my front door. Do you understand what I'm saying? She knew where I live and where I worked. She show up at my job with him. Do you hear what I'm saying? With his crazy self. Of course, you know, I ain't married to him no more. But I'm just saying, when you allow something to continue, now, it's some decisions have to be made, because it was a decision made. When a man come tell you, well, this, that, and the other, and the woman come tell you, well, you got to make a decision. Because I'm going to tell you, I made a decision. You see what I'm saying? And a lot of people just, you know, accidentally fall for somebody. That's ridiculous. If you, I always tell my children, even my sons, when they dealing with these girls, I said, don't put yourself in a position to mess with somebody. You get what I'm saying? Don't put yourself in a position. If I want to be faithful to my husband, I won't put myself in a position to cheat. You see what I'm saying? I won't put myself in a position.
That's right.
Now, don't get me wrong. It's folk that flirt. Oh, you so beautiful. Let me tell you something. My husband, and y'all know, my husband is a pill. I'm going to just tell you, he's something else. He will tell me, baby, ain't she cute? You know what I'm saying? In my mind, I'm looking at him like I'll knock your head off your shoulder. You know what I'm saying?
So
but I know and trust my husband. You know what I'm saying? But I'm talking about that woman. I'm talking about that one that's going to cross all the lines, go all the way over into your space, disrespect your union, you know, like soldiers were saying. She know he got a woman, you know.
Yeah.
But you're going to still step past that line. Something going on with you. That's a character flaw.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it ain't my, I'm going to be honest. It can't be my concern to fix you for sleeping with my man. It can't be my concern to try to get you to your because you didn't violate that. That's for you to get with your pastor and somebody else to get you delivered from the spirit of whoredom. That's what you need. You know what I'm saying? We just have to be real about it because you'll put yourself in the place that she run off. It's messy.
Right.
But it starts with a decision. For the two people that's involved in that cheating, it started with a decision.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
That's right.
I'm just saying. That's the way I look at it. That's me, because I done been there with the cheater and the woman, and she want to send out, she want to just, no, no.
Mm-hmm.
She has
mm-hmm.
to get that from somebody else. She got to,
right.
You know,
okay.
First thing you need to do is get away from my husband and then let me and my husband go figure out if we going to still be together. If the Lord say the same. So, you done some damage, and it got to be some work to fix this thing. Oh, this is a good topic.
Right.
We got to get this one on again. All right. Anybody want to say anything else? Because, whoo, that took me back.
Okay. That was a good one.
Who else got something? Let me add some minutes to our show. Who else got a topic? Let's see what else we got.
I have a topic. Tammy, you have a topic?
Yes, ma'am. I do have a topic. I was scrolling through the Facebook page, and I do have a topic. The question is, hold on, I wrote it down. In the group, let me go back up here and look at what. Okay, how old is too old to be clubbing?
Okay, y'all know y'all say 60. I said 60 because I was being funny. I feel like as long as you want to go. I'm done the club thing and I'm done with it. Unless someone's having a birthday party or something like that, I'll go. But as far as just going to the club like I used to do when I was younger. Yeah, I'm past that, especially with the generation.
I was about to say, we need to define clubbing. Are you talking about turning the lights on before it starts and shutting them off when they're done all the week? Or are you saying, oh, well, this person is having something, you know, let me go, you know, see what they're doing or whatever? I mean, so when you say clubbing, you mean multiple times a week or every week or, like, you know.
It depends upon. What different people's definition of clubbing is different. I know a guy who is in his 40s, and he goes to a particular club faithfully on Mondays. He has certain days that he goes. And then I can remember that I had went to a stage in my life where I went to the club at a you know, but I was seeking something. I was seeking closure. Or I was trying to heal from a particular situation. For me, I think too old to be clubbing is, I think at a certain age you should, it's time to cut all that out, you know, because we know what goes on in the club, you know, we talking about.
When
know,
I was a child.
A club, you know.
Yeah.
We know what goes on in the club, you know, you got people that get in there and drink excessively, you got people that, you know, they're looking for their one night stand, or, they're looking for something. They're looking to pop pills and so forth. For me, I think when you go to the club like that and you go around the midst of all that, I think you're looking for something. You're seeking something. And point of time, are you supposed to be settled in yourself enough where you don't need to go to the club?
Yeah. I think that's relative. I think it depends on the person and their mindset. You know, now I'm going to tell you, so, I used to trail ride, right? So, you know, you have trail riders all different ages and things like that. I was pretty much appalled one time. I was at this, I was at the Silver Eagle. That's where I was. And there was this lady, I don't know how old she was, but I know she had to be older than my mama, you know. you know, cowgirls girls wear tight pants, you know, whatever they are. But when you get a certain age, if you're going to be in the club, there are just certain things that I think that it is just time out for. Like my 15-year-old always say, now why they acting like that? They know the fire is gone. Somebody needs to tell them to sit down somewhere. You know, she'll say. But this lady was literally like standing up in a chair with her leg all throwed up. And I mean, come on, what are you doing? You know, grandma, like this is like third, fourth generation grandma for me. What are you doing? I know this lady had to be close to 70. You know, in her 60s, well into her 60s or almost 60s, acting like that. What are you doing?
Yeah.
What are you looking for? You know, I mean,
yeah.
Had you found it and then lost it again and you're looking for something else, what are you doing? I think my mouth was wide open and I couldn't get my eyes off her. What are you doing? So,
yeah, I agree with y'all because, like you just said, Keisha, and I think Tammy said it too. Where you look, if some people they're looking for something. Now, it's like for instance, a woman goes through a divorce, right? And before she got married, that's how she met people. She went to the club, you know, that's how she hung out, she had fun, she went to the club. Okay, so she get divorced and she's newly single, you know, she's going to go to the club. But, it, you know,
so
some people walk in the club. Some people. But let me tell you something. Eventually, the club life will play out. That's how I see it.
Right.
Eventually, you know, with building a family or just maturity. Not saying that people that go to the club are immature, but some people in their lives they grow out of the whole club scene, the whole getting ready and headed. That some people never grow out of it. I have seen some folks, just like you said, Keisha. Listen. I live right across from Chad, and I used to see some stuff, and my honey used to go to Chad a lot. And I would look at some of the folk going in there and I'd say, Jesus, the offense. Baby, is she going in there? And baby, let me tell you, little bitty dress on, you know, got the bottle in their hand, you know, dancing, gyrating on folk, all in men folk face, you know, just extra, just a whole lot going on. And it's just, like Tim say, what you looking for? What's incomplete? What is it? Because it is clubs,
right.
You know, it's different levels. It's some sophisticated clubs people go to and just sit, have a drink, and watch football or watch the game,
right.
Or you know. But I mean, so it's different. It's different, I guess, levels of it or whatever. A different club, different types of clubbing. So I don't know. But that, I'll just say that at the hole in the wall or the juke joint, you'll see some things. All I'm saying. Love Jones.
Hey.
Love Jones.
I'm sorry. Hello, I'm here. I do apologize. I was having technical difficulties, so y'all have to kind of like catch me up because my phone kind of went out.
Okay, we're talking about Tammy Lily saying how old is too old to be clubbing.
Okay, yeah. That was the last thing I heard. To me, I wouldn't give no certain age because to me clubbing is for people to have a good time. Me personally, I've done that. Been there, done that. But like I was saying at first, if someone invites me to a party, then I'll go. But that's what on every Monday, Karen 10, every Saturday at Mr. A's and all that kind of stuff. Yeah, no, and you know, plus with the generation now, these kids, you know, these young adults, you bump into them, you know, my bad. No, I apologize. Oh, excuse me. They have a whole attitude and they ready to take your life over the littlest things. So, as far as I think I heard her saying something about popping pills and alcohol, baby. I can do the after hours. I don't know if they do popping pills in clubs. If they do that now, I didn't know they was doing that. I mean, I knew you couldn't do that inside the club. I knew that was after hours. much stuff goes on there. I've been in them, you know, when I was younger. I am nosy. I want to know what's going on. I want to see if this is my thing. That's the only thing I'm going to be able to take. You know, that's not for me, you know. So I don't judge people who do go to the club. Hey, go right ahead. Sometimes you need to have a girl. You know, one of your girls could just broke up and that girl goes to the club. Okay, I'll go with you. But as far as every weekend or every 2 times a week, yeah, I'm good on that. But I can't get nobody no pay on that. Just when you feel like you had enough of that, then I just say you keep on pouring until you can't pour it no more. But I'm good on that.
All right. Well, Tim, you still there? Miss Lily?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, all right. It was your topic, though? What'd you think?
That was my topic. I'm sorry, repeat that.
Oh, no, I was just saying if you wanted to give a conclusion to your topic before we go to the next one.
Well, personally for me, like I said, I was looking for something when I went out to the club because I feel like I'm not looking for nothing, and because I know what goes on in the club, and because of my faith, I don't go to the club because of what it represents, and that's just me personally and in my walk. You know, I don't go to the club because I'm not seeking anything. I found what I needed to find.
Yeah, all right. All right, well, next topic. All right. Keisha, what you got for us?
Okay. My topic is, why are you laughing?
Okay, I'm sorry.
These mothers, how can you expect for your children to know respect you and everybody else, and you totally disrespecting them?
Come on now.
Okay. So,
wow.
And I'm talking about these mamas that have, you know, usually it's multiple children. Usually when it's one, it's not so bad. But when you have two or three children that didn't ask to be born to you anyway, and you in the store, and every other word, they're MF, you're a little, all kind of little things or whatever that, you know, maybe if you got into it with somebody on the street, you know, you use those words, but to your children. And then you tell them you're so disrespectful. But where in the world did they learn it from?
My God.
You know, so I was in the store one time. I think I saw somebody post something similar, but this is something I actually witnessed. I was in, I think it's the Exxon right on the corner of Martin Luther King and Belfort. And it was a lady in the line. She had three children. So the line was kind of long. And she told them, come on over here. Y'all not getting nothing else. So they came over there for about 2 minutes. Then they strike out again, running around the store, you know, just doing what children do that haven't been taught any home training, right? So then she started cussing them. You little blankety blank, 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 blank. Get your stupid blankety blank, 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 blank. Oh, she just went all in on the kids. And I'm thinking, well, you know, what's really going on? So this guy that was in the line, he said, hey, B, like talking to her. And he just went in on her like real bad, like started talking to her crazy. She got offended. Right? And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I'm not going to let this dude beat this girl up. But at the same time, I'm on his side, you know. And then when she, you know, really got offensive or whatever, he was like, wait a minute, sister, wait a minute, listen, or whatever. He said, I wasn't disrespecting you. I just wanted to see what your response was. This thing was, you sit up and you call those children everything but children that were born to you and expecting them to mind. And then when I sit up and use some of these same exact words, I didn't use a word on you that you didn't use on them, you mad and you ready to fight me. You know, he said, what's the real deal? If it's good enough for them, it has to be good enough for you. Girl, I almost started running around that store because, you know, or whatever, we don't realize a lot of the times the things that we say and the things that we impress upon our children and expect for them to do, something different. I have a saying that I always say, and I always say, if you live in a house with people that walk backwards, the first step you're going to take out that door is going to be backwards, and you're going to be trying to figure out what's wrong with everybody else.
Right.
So if you want your children to do something else, or, you know, you're really raising your children, you have to be in a position to do something that is different for them. And watch what you say to them. Stop cussing them children out.
Yeah,
you know, stop cursing them out. Read the get you a thesaurus and learn other words for those words. You know, all become skilled and know them all. But I'm just saying, you need other words if that's all you know.
All right.
So that's my topic.
All right. Well, I like to ring in on that. I don't like that myself. I don't like for people to talk to their children like they're grown, like they expect a child to understand why you're calling them out their name. This is something that comes back from my past. I was 8 years old. My mom used to be calling me out my name because my auntie, you know, one thing I did realize that my auntie called my cousin them out their name, Z's and H's and all kinds of stuff, words that were not cuss words. She said them to make me feel like it was curse words. So my mom and her were hanging together so much, my mom started calling me Z's and H's. At 8 years old, Queenie, to answer your question, this is when I found my voice. At 8 years old, my mom kept calling me the B and the H. I tell a lot of people, a lot of kids that I talk to and motivate, if you're feeling some type of way, write it down. You know, the pen and the paper, it doesn't judge you, and it lets you say whatever you need to say. And so I decided that I did not like that my mom was calling me that. So I wrote my mom a letter, and I asked her, why are you calling me the B and the H? If you want to call me a B and H, why didn't you put it on my birth certificate?
Oh,
my mom,
whoa.
I'm so sorry. I didn't know. I didn't think she'd never call me that again. So that's when I found my voice. I just didn't like people doing me wrong. So I spoke up for myself when I was young. So I said, teacher, I do not like to hear people calling kids all out their names. And I'm looking at them. And I have someone that I know that teaches their kids to call people out their name. And like, who called her this? Yeah, I said, if she do, I'm going to whoop her behind and your suit. Because I don't play that. You know, don't be disrespectful. It's kids to be disrespectful. Once they disrespect you, you're going to be mad. So what you mad for, that's what you call. You want to teach them, oh, he said, you're going to be saying, I don't believe he said it. I don't know where he got it from. Look at yourself, honey. That's what he got.
Right. You know, I came home one day, I was so irritated. And I was telling my mother, this is when I was grown, I was telling my mother, I said, I was just telling her, so I was like, this lady, blah, 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 blah. And this is what she told me, shut me down. Well, shut me up anyway. She said, everybody wasn't raised like you. Right? When I left out of her house, everything I see just blew my mind. You know, if it was not, you get what I'm saying, out of ordinary for me. What I'm saying is, some people, that's a norm for them. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
And I think it goes back to, like, one of our very first topics we had about the village, which Keisha, you said it when the guy was, he was showing up as part of the village, right? Let me help
right.
up with something right quick. You know what I mean? And like Social Love Jones said, I'll tell a child what I need to tell them because they're a child and I'm an adult. You see what I'm saying? It's some
right.
things that we're going to have to do. You see what I'm saying? Because you were listening to a mother that was taught that was being a mother. You see what I'm saying? And so since she was taught that, it takes a person like Keisha, me, or Tammy to pull her aside or become friends with her, make a path to those children. See what I'm saying? Or
right.
or become an example. I believe that people are never too old to learn a new way. You know what I'm saying? I had it was a young lady that got real close to me, and I had the opportunity to show her some new ways of doing things, saying things. And I had to teach her that what you speak out your mouth, you will have. You get what I'm saying? You can't call, just like when you tell your son he ain't going to be nothing, he's going to be just like his dad, all this kind of stuff. I hear women say, come here, let me talk to you. James, but I laugh every time I do this to somebody. I say, come here, let me talk to you right quick. I always let people know, whatever you say to that child, whatever you
that's
say to
them. That's what they're going to be, or do.
Yeah, unless it's a village that show up like us, they show up and say,
yeah.
come here, baby. That's not your name. This is your name. I'm going to call you. I want you to understand when your mama say that, she angry, you know, and she don't know how to communicate it well with you. So it's like a counterattack that the village have to bring, you know. And so I've been in those little situations, and my mother has to teach me wisdom in dealing with that. You know what I'm saying? Because, I get so upset. When I say infuriated, I would be, like, standing in the grocery store, I'd be so upset. And my mama had to tell me, she said, you know, you can't be out there thinking everybody was raised like you was raised. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You have to be compassionate and take a moment to teach, you know. Find out a creative way or build a bridge. You can't, if you don't want to take the time out to build a bridge to that person and help them, then shut up and you know, pray for them and shut up and get out the way. You know, she said, but if you have a problem with it, be willing to try to build a bridge, become friends with her, try to make a way to get to those kids, to save those kids. You know, she said, but God always brings some in front of us that we can help with. You see what I'm saying? So it's crazy because sometimes you can't be a village for some people because you never see them again, or they just gonna be closed minded. It's just like when kids go to school and they talking crazy to the teacher, and the teacher call the mama because she thinks the mama gonna do something, and the mama show up and cuss the teacher out too. You know, it's, you know. So it's like,
but you know
it's
what?
We're dealing with.
You know what, Queenie? I believe you said that. Sometimes you say things to people, you'll never see them again, or whatever. In those instances, or whatever. I think that you become a stain on their brain. So you planting a seed. You know what I'm saying? And if it's not watered, then it'll be watered, you know, eventually when life happens and something else comes up.
That's true.
I think that they'll revisit it. Just those people that you really feel like are not listening to you are the ones that are totally listening to you, you know, whatever. Because I just believe that, you know, people don't act out and do things or whatever just because, you know, they're that way. You know what I'm saying? It's something or whatever they're looking for, something or whatever they really want. They really want an intervention, but just don't know they want an intervention. So they really want wisdom and knowledge, or they really want the word, but they don't really know that it's the word that they're seeking. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I just believe that, you know, when things are put on our heart to say things to different people, you know, whatever, it's not some kind of infinite wisdom that we have or whatever. I believe that, you know, it's God helping us to intervene. So when you see things that really frustrate you or whatever, not that you're trying to run people or do things or whatever, and you have a mind and a spirit or whatever, and your spirit is telling you to speak on it, it's for a reason. Okay. So it's not something that's going out void. I just believe that, you know, whatever. So
that's
never
true,
think
though.
That, you know, I've said this to this person, I poured into this person, and I've wasted my time on this person, because I really don't believe that the time is wasted. I believe that, you know, it's just a seed that was planted. And, you know, sometimes, like, I have a big old pecan tree, big paper shell pecan tree in my backyard. It doesn't bear pecans every year. Sometimes it might be 2 or 3 years, and it's not a pecan. Some years it's full of pecans, you know, even though I don't eat them, and the squirrels have a real good time. So I don't want you or anybody that's listening to think that, you know, I said something to that girl 15 times and nothing happened. That girl hears you, or that boy hears you. You know, whatever, it's just going to take them to get into that place in order for them to say, okay, you know, so-and-so said this. You know, so-and-so said this. That's why I believe that having Bible study, reading your Bible, going to church, talking to, you know, like positive people, you know, like-minded people is so important, because, you know, if you don't know a word of encouragement, if you don't know the word of God, it's nothing for you to reflect back on. You know, it's nothing for you to go back and grab. If your bucket is empty, it's nothing there. So I just think that it's real important or whatever. I try to surround myself, I say, by people that are smarter than me. All my friends can't be as smart as me. You know what I'm saying? Or all of, and when I say smart, I don't mean education-wise. I mean thing-wise. Like, I can't be around people who know exactly what I know, because there is no growth. You know, a lot of people have issues with, you know, being around people that, and, you know, they have to feel like they're the, you know, the know-all, tell-all in the group. Now, you know, I know a lot, I tell a lot, but I don't have to be that person. You know, I can come up with the whole scheme and sit right there in the background and somebody else carry it out, and it's fine with me. you know, whatever, it's helping that person grow and realize it's something that they can do. So just, don't, you know, don't feel like that they, you know, or whatever. Anyway, I'm done.
Well, amen. Well, I mean, and that's true. That's why I say if you're in there at that moment, next thing that's happening,
right.
God brought that to your attention for you to,
yeah.
Keisha said, it's either for you to say something, or it's either for you to do something, it's either for you to draw in closer to that person. You never know what assignment God put you on, you know.
Right.
But if it's something that bothers you, guess what? That may be something that God has put there for you to start doing, you know. So, Miss Lily, what you got to say about the topic?
I love this topic. Because so often I see it, and I've been through it. Well, I look at it like this: for one, a mother or a father don't come out the womb automatically knowing how a mother and father supposed to treat their children. We treat
right.
our children according to how we were treated. And sometimes we treat our children how we were treated. Sometimes we mimic that behavior, and sometimes we fix that behavior. I think sometimes so often we go from one end, one extreme to another one. We don't understand how the found balance is in the middle. That sometimes you got to be rough on a kid, but being rough on a kid doesn't mean that you totally just disrespect the kid and then expect them. They can only do what you allow them to do. And then, too, I want to revert it back to a lot of this, how especially our people talk to our children. I think so often because of it reverts back to slavery. Most people have a tendency to say, okay, well, slavery was years ago. But if you think about it, slavery is a lot closer than we realize that it is. Slavery is maybe just 2 generations back, sometimes 3 generations back. And that poison that has been put in our community, as years go on, that poison gets diluted. But does that still mean it's less than poison than others? It's still poison. So our great grandparents grew up as being less than nothing. You know, you have to understand, when we were slaves, we were less than a dog. You know, I remember listening to this young lady, and I remember seeing it, and I was like, you know, she looked like somebody I know, and I found out that she was a mother of one of my classmates. But she was talking about the, what does she call it? She called it slavery trauma syndrome. I seen this picture of this little girl, and this little girl, little white little girl, was looking up on this man that had been hung and burned and so forth, and she had a smile on her face. And she said, if you took this same little girl and the same little girl was seeing somebody stomping a dog, she would be mortified by seeing somebody stomping this dog. But the mere fact that this man was hanging up here, still hanging on the news, dead and burnt up and, you know, mutilated, she was smiling. So you have to understand that we was less than dogs, you know. When you talked about us, we was like property, you know. My slaves, these are my property. When I be seen, we was paraded around like cows, you know. Looked up, looked down, make sure she's strong enough. They even went, sometimes they went as far as, you know, looking in our mouth to see how our teeth was. So we was thought of as less than. So that same mentality is still there. Again, it's diluted down because it's not as bad, but it's still there. And I think a lot of that, I think to solve that situation, again, I always say there's not just one way to fix a problem. It's several solutions. And that's one of the solutions is we have to look at each other like we're better than. We got to look at each other like we're good enough to be called human. You know, and so if I feel less than, then it's impossible for me to treat my child like they're more than. If I don't know how to love, it's impossible for me to love my child or show my child real love, you know, show love. You know, we feel love in our heart because of that same woman. If you did something to that woman's child, she will go upside your head and back upside
yep.
your head and back upside your head again. So it's not
yes,
that she doesn't love her child. She just don't know how to show love.
Yeah. And like you say, and the communication. That's what I say. God And I think that God places that on our hearts sometimes. You know, like I always go back to what Love Jones said about the village. It's so important. It is important.
Yes, it is.
It is very, very important. Very important. I think that the topics that we have shared today were awesome. I want to go ahead. We had such a good show. We was on here a long time. Hallelujah. So I'm going to start with, we're going to go ahead and close out. And I'm excited about our next week's show, but let's make sure we go to all of the topics that we talked about today, which we already know that the clubbing one is already on the page. So let's go and add some more topics to the page. I want everybody to make sure that they just add people to the to their prayer list dealing with the coronavirus. Let's just cover one another in prayer. Loved ones, especially our elderly and those that are dealing with diabetes and other forms of immune system deficiencies. Let's make sure we are making sure that our relatives have food, you know, because some people do have food stamps, some people don't. Some people, we may think everybody got what they need, but some people don't have everything that they need. And you need to make sure, as a human being, you need to make sure that somebody else, the people that you love, have the things that they need. Make sure you have face masks. Make sure that you have gloves, hand sanitizer. Make sure that, and I hear a lot of people saying, well, if you're washing your hands anyway, this goes beyond that, okay? This is beyond regular, everyday, daily hygiene. This is you doing the extra, okay? Okay, so...
Well,
let's go ahead.
Sometimes we talk about things we need, but we also have to talk about some of the things that people want. And I was thinking about that. Sometimes the things that we want gives us a peace of mind, so it becomes a need as well. You know, even
yes.
though to us it may not seem like a need, it's a want. You know, you could live without it, but it's, you know, we have to understand that this thing is more than physical needs. This thing is a
yes.
a mental need, you know, a spiritual need, you know.
Yes. Amen. Keisha, you want to go ahead and close out? Go ahead. Keisha
might be on mute.
Okay.
I am. I'm sorry. I was on mute. I just want to encourage everybody. I know that this is a different day and time that we're living in. A lot of us are in. I've talked to a couple of people who've known people who've actually taken their lives doing this thing or whatever. If you're feeling depressed, if you're feeling a certain kind of way about something, reach out to somebody, you know, and don't just say, I'm not feeling well. Talk about what you're feeling or whatever, because, you know, we don't need to lose people, you know, unnecessarily, you know, in the midst of all of this. Reach out, talk to somebody, you know. I don't know, I'm just a straight up person. Love on me. I need some love, you know, whatever. My circle of friends know I call, hey, you know, or whatever. So just want to encourage everybody to stay prayerful, to stay faithful, be blessed, and see you next week.
All right. Okay, Love John.
All right, y'all. Y'all be safe out there. Like me say, make sure y'all have y'all masks, your gloves, your sanitizer. With gloves, y'all, when you go in one store, you need to take them out from when you come out. Don't go to the next store and it's just cross-contamination. I don't care what nobody's saying, but you just, yeah. But anywho, I just want everybody to be safe out there, be blessed. This is Soul True Love Jones. I am her, she is me, and I am everything. Tomorrow I will be having an interview, so come to my page tomorrow at 6:30, and I just wanted everybody to stay blessed. Much love, and thanks for the support, y'all.
All right. Tammy?
Well, again, I always try to thank. I'm thankful for this particular platform. I was running around the house trying to get to the office, and everybody in my house was slow footing, and I was like, y'all need to hurry up and get on and get it together and get in the car so I get to the office because I got to do the talk show. So I am just so excited about this particular platform. I love what it represents. This is United, and it's something that's so imperative in our community, and it's imperative to me because I get to be a blessing to somebody, and to be a blessing to somebody is so much of a blessing in itself. So I want to be I'm grateful and thankful for this particular platform. And Miss Queenie is also showcasing some shirts. So if you want to get your Sister United shirt, make sure you get your shirt. We have cups, make sure you get your cups, because once this pandemic is over, we will be live. And so how cool would it be to be sitting up there with our shirts, or how cool would it be sitting up there with our cups, drinking our tea, yeah, drinking our coffee, showing out Sisters United.
Come on,
I love it. I pray that everyone is being safe out there. I just pray that everyone is immensely being blessed in the midst of things that look like they're hopeless, and you know, that light is at the end of the tunnel. No matter if you see that light or not, it is there. You know, so just look to your heels, with come with your help, and everyone be blessed.
Amen.
All right.
Yes.
Well, I couldn't have said it better. I don't have nothing to say. Let me literally wrap that on up. Listen, I want you all just to remember that without faith it's impossible to please God, but with God all things are possible. Who cares? God cares. We'll talk to you next Wednesday.
Hi, everybody. Yeah. We have
let the captain preach home.